time you'll be single. I was just wondering if are these things that you have done?
Yes.
Before you?
No. These are all things I have since I retired.
Uh huh. And before the time you retired, when you were working and things during the day, what would you do for your social activities then outside of work?
Well, I didn't go too much. Time I get home, do all my work here. But then you'd go Saturday or Sunday. And then you're always waiting for a three-day weekend, and then's when you take off and go someplace.
Uh-huh. Would you go places where there people that you sort of, they were close friends or people that you did those kinds of things with often?
Well, oh, I think all my friends are close friends.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was wondering if being single, if as your friends got married, did that make it harder to...
Well, I didn't see them very much anymore. I had to acquire new ones.
Uh-huh.
And since I left Lockheed, I've been going down to this Baptist church where they have this thing, and they're just marvelous people down there that I that I have met, and I've acquired a lot of new friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm
and here, this is the same things again. Here, this is some of these.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got drawers full of things that I keep.
Mm-hmm.
When I get old and in the rocking chair, well, then I can sit there, and I remember when I went there. This is that mansion in years when it was first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I received this here from the union for 30 years of being with the union. Lockheed Union. That's my...
This is the IAN.
Mm-hmm.
30 years.
30 years with him. And in a couple more years, I'll be 35 years with him.
Mm-hmm.
These are... I'll keep some of these people. You know, when I get the union papers and something, I see.
Did you say active in the union, or...
Well, the union has a retirement club now,
mm-hmm.
So I go the last Wednesday in the month on three buses out there, and I see all those people that I used to work with, and I go to the union and find out what's going on and what they're going to help us retire the people or not.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a close watch on what people, you know, that retire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I went through the Bradbury Building,
mm-hmm.
and my bank downtown had 90 years, and I went down and had my picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Lockheed, the YWCA has once a year a big luncheon
mm-hmm.
at the Bonaventure,
mm-hmm.
and I go down there with my Lockheed badge on, and they're looking for all these people that they have for outstanding women in different classifications, like Lockheed has one, and the studios and the broadcasting. They have a luncheon for all these outstanding women, but they send me a notice that I can go to these luncheons, so I go down there and I join all the Lockheed people,
mm-hmm.
and the man was down there with a camera. And they said, well, I don't know where the Lockheed people is, but there's one with a badge out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had all these cameras, and he took my picture and the pictures of the others, and he sent me that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was real
mm-hmm.
something.
And this was, it was like it was taken fairly recently. Then.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
They have it every year in... this is my Utah paper when I get internet mountain news that tells me all about my Mormon friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is something I got from the Baptist church. We have a luncheon like this Friday. They're having a luncheon once a month, and they buy tickets. It's $2 and a half, and I volunteer to pick up all the tickets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a scroll and I...
For helping out.
Yeah, helping out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go on the bus trips, a lot of the just going for a day,
mm-hmm.
I'm a hostess on the trip to see that everybody gets on the bus and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Did was just wondering if, when you got to the point where you were going to retire, how did you feel about, say, I know now since then that you've been very active, but at the time, how did you feel about retiring?
Well, honey, I didn't retire when I was 62 or 65. Mm-hmm. I was 68.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't tell him how old I was, and my boss came down one day, and when he found out about 3 months before I was going to retire, he says, Isabel, I had no idea that you was going to retire on me. And they hunted all over for a girl that was in the plant that had my classification mm-hmm. and my seniority to take my place.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't last 3 months.
Mm.
They moved the whole department away. Supervisor got rid of him, too. And I used to tell him, they're going to close down this place when they don't have me around. And I didn't know how true that was. I was just talking. But that's what they did.
Was it just that it was too much work for her to handle? Or?
She wasn't familiar, and she was a type of person you could tell her anything. She knew everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know everything until you're into that for 2, 3, 4 months
mm-hmm.
to actually know what it was all about. And she wasn't interested in it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. So,
But I kind of grew up with those girls. They were just like my family, you know. And she never got that close to him.
Mm-hmm. So you got to know the people you were working with.
Oh,
pretty well.
It's like your own sisters and brothers.
Uh-huh.
This is a nice luncheon I go to once a year, no, mm-hmm. twice a year. It's the California Utah Women's Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one in the spring and one in the fall. And I had called out and asked them if I could buy 14 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 14 Lockheed people to come to the luncheon, and then I had another luncheon, I had 14 people of the Baptist Church
mm-hmm.
and all other friends that I have come to the luncheon.
Uh-huh.
And this year they had made all kinds of gifts to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had thousands of things, and you went there about an hour early at the Bonaventure and seen all these things and baby dresses and aprons and everything you can imagine. All these Mormon churches are keeping their people busy, and they sell all these things and make money for the church. And that's what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
There was over 1,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had 2 tables. It was very nice.
Yeah.
And when they are going to have another one, why, they'll call me and I'll call everybody and ask them how much, if they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting expensive now, so a lot of them don't have that kind of money. So I just tell them, send the money all year so they can go with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were real thrilled
mm-hmm.
about going.
Yeah. When we were just talking about the retirement, you told me how they had a hard time in filling the position and that you hadn't retired when you were 16. When you finally did retire, how did you feel about it?
Right? I hate to leave. Uh-huh. I hated to leave.
Uh-huh.
But then it's just one of those things. You got to go. You got to. But now you can stay that long. After you can stay till 72 now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So you. Let's see. What year did you retire in?
72. No, 73. Because the last day of 72, I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Christmas time when they had the vacation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a thing that they
this.
Give you when you retire. They didn't even see my face, but they just drew that. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like dolls, so they give me the 2 dolls. And then they know I like to travel, so I got to travel. And that's just all the people that signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I can place the person, but I can't remember their names.
Uh-huh.
And this is the handiest thing. I go in there and I can look and look and finally, that's the one, that's
uh-huh.
the one. And so I'm real happy about that.
Uh-huh. Quite a few signatures
on
there.
Isn't that nice? Everyone gets one of these. I don't know where they'll continue, but that's what they did.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Some of these drawings, if the artist knows them, you know, they have an artist department and they do all these, they draw when you complete an airplane, they show where all the wires and things are routed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know the face, they usually get a real nice place, but they just guessed at mine. They were way over in another bill, and they never saw me. You know, I don't know who even made that up.
Uh-huh.
But it's real nice to have, and it's real handy. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. So you have sort of a great big autograph board of all those.
Yeah. I keep it in the other room, and when I'm trying to remember somebody, I can go and refer to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's real happy with that.
Did, have the kinds of things that you've been interested in changed over time? I mean, were there things that you did for your social activities or for your time away from work, say, before you retired and when you were younger than you've done since retirement? Have you changed the kinds of things?
Well, I used to go square dancing every Friday night, but I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got the church over here to start a class in square dancing because they wanted me to come over, but the Baptist church don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some other girls that were going on a picnic, and they weren't too friendly with me, and so I said, no, I thought I'd go square dancing. They said, well, what do you want to go square dancing for? I said, oh, I just love to go. I said, that's a thing everybody should do. I said, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers are all dancing together. It's early in the evening. It's great fun, and they go different places. And first thing I know, they had a whole square dance over there. I went by there, and I hear all this money, and I go in and watch all these little kids. They're learning how, and it's
mm-hmm.
fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you do much dating during that?
Since I went to Lockheed, all my boyfriends married somebody else. But I'm real happy that I'm not married. Because
mm-hmm.
if the phone rings, I can go.
Yeah. What other feelings do you have about being single? I mean,
well, I got a little note that says happiness is being single, and I think that's my thing.
Uh-huh.
And I got a little plaque up there that says never give up, so I don't give up.
When we had talked before, I know that when the war, at the early years, you had been living with your family, and then your mother had gone to, well, your brother ended up, your mother ended up staying with your brother. And then you were living on your own, basically, from that point. Did you maintain contact with your family? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see them too much, but we just telephone all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They knew where I was. So they didn't want me to work out there, but then and nothing could stop me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best thing I ever did.
Mm-hmm. Was that at first that they didn't
know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After a while, you know, families got busy with their own teenagers, and they had war problems too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My youngest brother went off to service. He was gone.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one had a family, so he didn't have to go.
Uh-huh. So, both your brothers ended up having children, or
no? Just my oldest brother.
Just the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he's the one who just recently
passed away. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But the younger one, their family.
No, he's still living, and he's living in Texas, and
mm-hmm.
and they she drove in for the funeral, so they're still here in town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your older brother's family is here then?
Well, he has one son, and he has three children, and they're all here,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that has the grandchild, and the others live up north.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in, three of the most beautiful girls I have seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They got those big brown eyes and brown hair, and they're just charming,
mm-hmm.
just charming.
Did you spend much time, and as I was working and everything, and during the war, you mentioned that you didn't have time for much outside of just keeping up the house and getting ready for work. But say after the war stopped and things, and you had went on to the day shift, did you ever get chances to spend time with your families?
Well, I have a sister-in-law, and when it was somebody's birthday or they were coming visiting here, she always gave me a telephone call, and I get on the bus and go over there, or when I had my car and I was driving, I'd go over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. You had mentioned that you were working on the election board. Is that just at the polls, or were you active in a political party?
No, I'm not. I'm just on the polls. That's hard enough. You go early, early in the morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're there till about 9 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
It's a big job, but they can't get anybody to do it. And during the war, I did that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were a young girl today, in what ways do you think your life would be different than it's been if you were a young girl?
Well, if I was young today, I'd probably get married and have a big family. I was going to have 10, and I guess that's run off the boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see anybody that I want to even go with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too busy doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to go, I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would anything have changed for you around work or your career? Would you have done anything differently, do you think?
No, I'd do it all over again, just
uh-huh.
the same.
Uh-huh. Is there anything in your life that you would change?
Not too much, I don't think. I'm well blessed, I always think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some things weren't to be, I guess, the way you look at it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the equal rights amendment and the women's...
Well, I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think women should... Women work harder than men, I think. They're more accurate. And the ones I have seen, I'd rather have a bunch of women working for me and a bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't have problems with my men. I'd say, come on, let's get this show on the road, and they'd go in and work with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you were to, say, have a daughter at this time, are there any kinds of advice or things you would give her?
Well, I'd hope she wouldn't get into all that mischief they're getting into, the dope and stuff nowadays. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never smoked or anything. My mother was very strict. We never had tea or coffee or anything like that, and I didn't. I didn't care whether I had it or not, you know. But I don't know why these children have to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't raised like that. I guess I was fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good mother and a good father, and it was wonderful.
Looking back over, say, all those years, if you were to pick out the time that was the most happy for you...
Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Uh-huh.
Because I have money enough to go, and I have people living on the other side of the house, and I'm not scared to sleep here at night, and I'm real happy here. I'm close to the buses, and if I want to do anything, I can do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say, I'm going, and well, you'd probably see the neighbors. Well, she'll be back after a while, and that's what they tell you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there a time that you'd say would be the least happy? What time would that have been?
Well, least happy. I guess when we was living out in the mines and then no one around, you know, I guess the one two-room schoolhouse and all that, that wasn't happy.
Uh-huh.
But then you're a kid, you don't know any different.
Uh-huh.
You don't know any different.
That was like when your mother first remarried and you
mm-hmm.
were doing the
moving. Yeah,
right?
He took us into Nevada and in Wyoming, and there's nothing to do. Well, mother always had us, we learned how to embroidery and crochet and darn socks and sew buttons and washing and ironing, and my mother was ill a lot, and so I had to take care of all that. But then
mm-hmm.
I wasn't too happy about all that, but then
mm-hmm.
it was just one of those things. You just grow up with it. You don't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans for the future or things that you want to do?
I'm just living the day to day, and I'm going to live as long as I can live. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what's in store for you, and I'm glad I don't.
Uh-huh.
But I feel real good, and I feel like I'm going to be here a long time.
Is there anything that in the interviews that I haven't asked you about that you'd want to talk about, or something I've missed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we've covered those years pretty well.